بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Azadji rahmatullah alayhi once mentioned the reason for the failure of shaitan. We understand how serious it was, because that failure brought him everlasting curse, wrath, and to remain in Jahannam. But what was the reason? What was the catalyst? Obviously, this Buzurgan Adeem Mashaikh, the understanding is far better than ours. It depends on them. In life, every person is dependent. From the beginning to the end, is dependent. Embodiment of needs. At the beginning, when you ushered into the world, you need the help of a midwife, a gynae, a pediatrician. Then the mother that is become the mother now, she needs her mother's assistance. Then the child that has come in, every need he is dependent. He soiled himself, he needs someone to cleanse him. Feeding, he needs someone. And Allah Pak made it such that when you get a convenience store, you know, 24/7, this child gets it. 24/7 service. Whether he's crying at 1 o'clock in the morning or 12 o'clock in the day, he's got that attention. But you see, what an embodiment of needs. Can you say now that you're not in need? And as the child is growing, again he's in need. He needs to be taught, tutored, what is right, what is wrong. His speech needs to be regulated. Speak about this, don't speak about this. His character and behavior, that needs to be monitored all the time. Then he needs to be schooled. People's concern is now he must be able to stand on his feet. So do you see the amount of needs? Then, as he's grown up, 20 now, now he needs a partner. Right. Say he's got married, and 3-4 months into the marriage, and the father-in-law turns out to be a wealthy person, and he wants to take his whole family for Umrah. And they will be away for 2 months. Can he manage it? With all the 20 years you managed, now you can't manage. The need. See, Allah Barak is showing you the need. Then, as you're progressing with business and everything else, then as you're aging up, and you're aging up is a second childhood. Because in your childhood, when you were born, you needed someone's attention. And you aged up, now you need the attention again. In his childhood, he needed nappies. Now that he's old, advanced, he needs adult diapers. In his childhood, he needed a bib. Now that he's advanced, he needs an apron, adult apron. In his childhood, he needs a carriage to be moved around. Now he needs a wheelchair to be moved around. In his childhood, he needed to be washed and cleansed. Now he needs a caregiver to wash and to take care. So can you see what Allah Pak is teaching us that we need? From the time that you were ushered into the earth to the time that you are lowered into the earth, you need someone. As man died, now he needs someone to make ghusl, kafan, dafan. So at any given time, can he say that I got no needs? Can he say that? So then when a man is an embodiment of needs, then how can he imagine the next man is the solution to my needs? He can't be the solution to your needs. the wealthy to run his operation, he needs the cooperation of the poor. If you have 20 server stations or hardware, if he doesn't have the poor, can he operate? Can he function? I'm so wealthy, but I am desperately in need of all the poor. And the poor is desperately in need of the wealthy. Without the wealthy, they can't sustain themselves. And you see how Allah made it. لَوْلَا أَن يَكُونَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ سُخْرِيًّا. Allah has made one person subservient to the other. So this is how life operates. And operates like this so that you learn the lesson of dependence, and dependence will bring you to humility. That this is what I am. There's a lot of ways that you understand humility. And Allah wants to bring you to humility. There's a famous story of Iyaz, right? Someone must have heard it. But you understand it from this perspective, a different perspective. He became the blue eye of the king, Mahmud. Mahmud and Iyaz, he became the blue eye, apple of the eye. So when someone becomes the blue eye, then someone will be the black heart. Why? Why he's getting the favor? We are so long here, but now this man just came in and he's bypassed us all. The king is consulting with him, boss is with him all the time. So how he bypassed us and how he got there? So it creates a lot of jealousy, a lot of pain. So when the jealousy comes up, then there is reporting and misreporting. I want to see now, the jealousy came in, smashed him down. See, so this stems from pride, and the pride then is transformed into jealousy, and the jealousy is then transformed into gossip and carrying tales, substantiated or not substantiated. But you see where it stems from. So he just came up now, and then he rose up. Shaitan said the same thing. Man just born, he's born now. And then he just sprung up like that. So I must bow down to him. Hey, it's wrong all this, man. See where the collapse came. Understand where the collapse came. So the envy, the jealousy, why is this person overtaken us all? So they're filling the king's ears. You see this, yes, you better reconsider what he's doing. Because it seems like he's working for an intelligence. He's top with you, but he's working for some intelligence. Oh, one minister, one advisor, the third one, and so forth and so on. Life carries on, you see. Then there are those who are guided by Allah Ta'ala, those that don't get that guidance. Allah Pak knows who is worthy of that and who is not worthy of it. He gives it. Yahdi man yasha. So who he wishes, he grants it, and who he wishes, he takes it away from. So there are those that will follow right procedures and find out. Because they know, لَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. What you don't have substantial proof for, they don't pursue you. You don't have the proof for it, it's just hearsay, and you're going with hearsay, and then you may become sinful, because it's not confirmed. You entertain something about someone without any good proof. Won't you be sinful? If I said, he is a zani, he is a sharibul khamr, he's making zina, he's drinking wine, right? And you believe me, have you got the proper evidence? You don't have the proper evidence. So by Allah Ta'ala's law, لُولَا جَاءُ, if you don't come with the right evidence, فَأُولَٰئِكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ, then by Allah Ta'ala's law, then you are treated as a liar. Although there was some evidence, but it was not the required evidence. So to make a claim, you need to have a required evidence. The requirements must conform with Allah's requirements. You saw the person, but you don't have the required evidence. When you don't have the required evidence, then according to the law, فَوْلَٰئِكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مُلْكَاتِبٍ, then you're a liar. Yes, you are allowed to take your precautionary measures. When you saw someone involved in all these things, you adopt security measures. But to make an allegation, to make a charge, to make the charge, you need to have substantial evidence. One of two things, the right required evidence or confession. The criminal confesses, or this required evidence. But in the absence of the both, you don't have the evidence, there's no confession from your side, then how do you make this charge? How do you make this allegation? So there are those that are blessed by Allah Ta'ala, and they know, لا تخف ما ليس لك به. You don't have the knowledge, then don't follow it, don't go with it. If I make a charge against you that you are a robber or you are drugging, and you know you're innocent, right? And people are believing my story. How do you feel? How do you feel? So the next person will feel the same, that he's making a charge, but he doesn't have the required evidence. So like you feeling affected, he's also hurt. You are human, he's human, you have got feelings, he's got feelings. He may be lower than you as far as his status is concerned, social standing is concerned, or wealth is concerned, but the fact that he has got feelings, and the feelings to be respected, I can't believe you, I can't believe that story, until I don't have the required. So, in the face of this type of situations, so what is supposed to be our response? We hear a news. So Allah Pak says, لَوْلَا إِسْسَمِعْتُمُوهُ ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا. You heard a story, but there is no proper evidence, no proof, then ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا. The Muslims should construct the right opinion about their brother. Well, my brother is a brother. And لَوْلَا إِسْسَمِعْتُوهُ يَقُولُونَ سُبْحَانَكَ هَذَا بُهْتَانٌ عَظِيمٌ. This is an allegation. There's no heads and tails to it. It's a baseless allegation. So even if the person was guilty, and I felt that he's innocent, am I sinful? I'm not sinful. He was wrong, but I had the right opinion about him. So I'm not sinful. But if he was innocent, and I entertained that wrong allegation, I'm not sinful. See, you are innocent, and that hearsay, and I believed it. Because of the hearsay, I believed it. Now, am I sinful or not? So why should a Muslim lose out? A Muslim must win all the time. Adafullahal minun. Muslim any time must win. 1 second, 1 moment, 30 minutes, 3/4 hour, but I must win. What button to press, what to do so that I am a winner, I am not losing at any time. وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ. Sometimes, when a man is leaving the world, right, and he begins to see the scenes of the hereafter. You know, every person sees, right? But at that time he can't talk, but he's watching what's going on. Then, for some persons, it's an everlasting, it's a perpetual moment of grief. Kafir is seeing, hey man, these people, how they won, and how terribly I lost. So, it's a moment of everlasting doom. I lost out. I could have just taken the right steps and see how I would have won. And the Muslim that wasn't committed, he also sees what's going on, and he sees the rewards, right? He's also got some regrets, because he was not committed, and he didn't appreciate time. So now he's seeing, hey man, this man here, he appreciated the time, he's escalated himself to stage 1000, I'm struggling with 50, I got some marks, I got Jannat, but I'm in 50, and he's already escalated to 1000. So isn't it a moment of regrets and remorse? لا تخف ما ليس لك به. You don't have the knowledge about it, but leave it. Allah Pak is not going to ask you about it. Even if it's some problem carrying on, but it doesn't concern you, it doesn't relate to you, unless you get into it. Yes, if it's related to your deen, then it's a different thing. But it doesn't relate to your deen, then why must you get involved? Why must you get entangled? Here's the problem, why must you get entangled? Many a times, it's a news article, social media, or whichever other. And many a times, they are dabbling in ghibat. And how they come out, so it's alleged, this person is guilty of fraud, it's alleged. You read it, right? I ask you, have you dabbled in ghibat or not? Because it's not a confirmed report. You're hearing a hearsay and you're giving it a place in your heart. I ask you, are you guilty of ghibat or not? That person may be totally innocent. And the newspaper, how clean they'll come out, if it's found that he is innocent, then they'll give it a small place somewhere hidden in the papers that we retract, khalas. So made an allegation, that was in the headlines, and then the retraction comes somewhere in the tail end of the paper. And a small little article, so, you know, we retracted, so what? What's the big deal now? See? Now, we get involved in this type of a culture. Read these things here, hear these things, and then we become a consumer of this type of information, not realizing what we're purchasing. What you have bargained for is terrible. Terrible bargain you have made. So I ask you, is it worth looking into the papers, news, social media, and especially as we're coming to the Mubarak months of Ramadan, and is it worth the while? We're earning so much, and then we're losing so quick. I tell people, right, nowadays the imtihan is eyes, tongue, and time. Eyes, tongue, and time. That's the main imtihan. Tongue means the means of communication. Communication means what you pass or what you receive. That's communication. Means of communication, that's a tongue. Means of communication, what you pass on, what you receive. Now, you can very well say that I didn't get involved in the ghibat, but you were a participant. When they were discussing, then you were listening to it very eagerly. This person was smeared, was being smashed down. I said, yeah, oh, I didn't know about that. So you can say very well that I didn't engage in that. But were you a participant, a passive participant or not? So you're also part of the whole guna. You enjoyed all that discussion. So you don't pass on information, you don't listen to information. Now won't your mind be clean? And I say as an experiment, you make ibadat, you make zikr, Quran Sharif, nafil namaz, with dua, you cry to Allah Ta'ala, you feel a nice feeling in your heart. But just engage in ghibat or an argument, argument, a little bit of a fight, an argument, a dispute, just for 5 minutes, and see, do you retain the clarity and the beauty of the heart? So all what you acquired, it may have taken you 2-3 hours, and in 5 minutes you can lose it. So the tongue and the importance, لَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ. So they're filling the ears of this Mahmud, he's the king. This person here, Iyaz, you better be careful about him. Because now we see him getting into his chamber, right? After he's knocked off from work, he's getting into the chamber, and he's doing something there. He must be conspiring, there must be some intelligence that he's working for. So the king, obviously, is a big dynasty, so his demeanor also would be great, not just thinking wide, understanding things in perspective, not being impulsive, not taking on the spot decisions. No. I must understand this, see it properly. Right. So a person may be my friend, and because of my not seeing things correctly in perspective, then I'll see him as an enemy. And then maybe it takes 20 years for me to discover that I was wrong. And then it'll be so difficult for me to retract afterwards. Maybe he meant this, maybe this is what he was explaining all about. I got the wrong end, and therefore I'm entertaining a doubt about him. But he's not like that. But if you have constructed the right thought of your brother, I ask you, are you anywhere in a loss? You know in a loss, you constructed the right thought. Azadji Rahmatullah should say, Bacho ko dekho, unka seena bekeena. Can't get over them, really. It's 30 years Hazrat passed away, over 31 years, 1992, right? But you can't get over them. Look at their hearts, so beautiful. There's no malice in their hearts. Now they're squealing with each other, and the 3 brothers, they're friends. The fathers will be fighting, but if. But you see, it's not a reality. But how beautiful, how cute these children are. Little children, 3, 4, 5 years, 7 years of age. They're fighting, they're hitting someone, boxing someone, and then get friends. Passing sweets and chocolates and whatever, whatever. Jannat will be like that. Why? So, make yourself a Jannati before you get there. That keep your hearts absolutely clean. I explained this story about 3 times today. Getting into Ramadan, get into that preparation. It is a preparation. That famous story we came across of the goat producing milk and honey. Most of us must have heard it, right? But the tail end of the story is that this goat is fed by the goodness and the purity of the heart. Heart is good, that thing is getting nourished. And the heart is getting spoiled, the nourishment is gone. So you see, you're getting nourished by the goodness of your heart. You're nourished, you're getting progress, you're prospering in life, by the goodness of the heart. He may be doing whatever, but why must we become stupid because of his stupidity? He is acting stupid. Must we act stupid also because of his stupidity? He is becoming naive. Should we become naive? We must be the winning person. Okay, forget, overlook, alas. We pass the hurdle, we're gone. So our hearts are clean. So Allah Ta'ala is filling us up because His focus is the heart. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Allah Ta'ala is saying Himself, the one that's purified this, He is one. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Purified this. See, He's nourishing it, He's feeding it, He's blessing the thing because of the purity. And then now, you do this type of things then? There's one family friend of ours, you know. He's late now, maybe 40, 50 years he passed away. So, sometimes he'd see the family or the woman, etc. Sometimes they just bordering on the ghibat. So, no, let me take you for a drive. Take you for a drive, take him to Wimpy, buy them ice cream, everything, all that. If I leave that now, enjoy the ice cream. But simple people, and how they maneuver the whole thing. They looked after, they take care of the hereafter. It costed them something. Go to Wimpy, buy the ice cream, all that, whatever, right? But didn't he protect them? Didn't he guard them? And with a little bit of cheer, a little bit of style and a cheer, people harab. Now they won't listen to you. Right? You got the right to do it. You stop them by force. That's the right thing. I don't say it's wrong. But will they listen to you? I say, amen. Hey, he's so cute, you know. You know, there was a famous person that used to come here. Very professional person. I won't mention his name. So, all his daughters were going to university, taking all the numbers, you know, all. Like, some of the achievements was like international. He told himself about that, but I'm not sharing this with you. So, when he started coming, kicked a small taluk, I'm thinking about how to work on this family. I don't like all this female education, all that, I don't like all that. Now, how to work on this person? So, I said, hey, what do you do? Just make an agreement with your children, your daughters and all that. Make an agreement to make some tali, fazaila sadaqat. Now they're intelligent, they're reading the thing. One dropped out from university, second one left it, third one left it. Now after the fourth one left it, so the one, they're saying the father, Mustafa is very cool, he is saying leave out university. The idea was for them to drop the thing, but now how they will drop the thing? Where will they get the true Islamic flavor? And they leave these things here, then they'll enjoy the true Islamic flavor. But now you know, you know, use this approach, it's not going to work. Now use a different approach, inshallah you'll come to the same end. So we're talking of Mahmud and Iyaz. And I'm speaking about looking after these three areas, eyes, tongue and time. Look after it. Whatever you've earned, see that it's preserved as well. Don't you do that with your finances, right? You earn it, and then you preserve it. You earn it, and you preserve it. You don't want to bust it up. So, your akhirat, earn it, and preserve it. Don't earn it, and then lose it. You earn it, and then you lost it. And we don't realize, sometimes it's ribat, and we don't realize we're getting engaged. We got a personal vendetta against the imam. Hey, this imam is a lousy person. See, he's reading it. It makes you sleep, man. Are we thinking there's no ghibat? But I ask you, is there ghibat or not? Are we involved or not? So you have to look after whatever we earn and preserve. Earn it in Ramadan, post, pre-Ramadan, earn it, but learn how to preserve these things as well. These are the areas where we're losing everything. Simple, small thing. Now, so see one girl that you're admiring, whatever you saw, whatever you earn is lost. You lost everything you lost. So, we're talking of humility at a branch top, right? Maybe Allah Ta'ala wanted that. So, they set a trap now, that this person is going into his chamber. He must be doing something, some intelligence, must be writing a report or something secretly, just passing it on. So we need to set a trap now to see what he's doing when he's in seclusion in the chamber. So somehow they set a trap in the olden days, whatever, now they got cameras and whatever else. He must have had some way to capture the whole thing. So they saw what he was doing in the chamber. When he's there all alone, then he would remove all his royal garbs, wear the torn Hessian cloth, sackcloth, you know, thick, tattered and torn, patched, wear that broken shoes, dust and soiled. So he would wear that, and he would say, "See, Yaz, see, all this is the favor of Mahmud. Otherwise, this is your worth. This is your worth. You're not worth anything more than this. The glory that you see, the beauty that you see, is the splendor of Mahmud, his generosity that you see in this. Otherwise, this is what you're worth." So now, go on the same line, that same theme, go, and then see what's your beginning. Your beginning is soil, right? The beginning is sand, dust. The whole world tramples it, they throw it, they jump on it, they throw their waste on it, filth, everything goes onto it. But that humble earth just takes it with humility. It's a service that it's providing for the whole humanity. Can you see that? That humility in it makes it serviceable to everybody and anybody. And that's why they say Mother Earth. Don't they say that? That it takes all the nonsense, all the filth, the dirt, and it carries on serving. Where are you coming from? If you look, you are going to analyze your nutrition, right, all coming again from earth. But that thing is taking so much of knocks and hurt and pain and everything, but it carries on, oh my. Mere khuda ke bande hai, main banda hu, I am a servant, they are servants, let me carry on. So, we're talking of Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah, and I say, we can't get over the teachings. He says, you see, Shaitan, where he failed, what's the point, you see? Aziz Buzugan has been showing some things to make us understand. I say their vision, they understand, is better than 20-30 vision. You think about 20-30 vision 20-30, this slide will finish up. And their vision is, this Buzugan Adin's vision is right into the hereafter. Allah shows them sometime, right, Jannat, alright. So their vision is that. Yeah, it's just till your nose, after that the dream is over. You know, you live to see that vision, or you die before that. You don't know about that. But the vision that these people see is the vision of the hereafter. So that will be, inshallah, accurate. That's their vision. So as I was explaining, Shaitan, right? And what was the point of his failure? Which point he failed? Which point he collapsed? Where he lost the game? So he says that the point that he collapsed is, he kept to himself. He didn't associate with the malaika. Pure company, he kept away from them, he kept to himself. Now, the catalyst to this was his pride. Me, why must I stay with this malaika? I am so great, I'm made of fire, I'm powerful, I'm mighty, and I must be staying around with these people here. No, I can't. So he left the company of the pious, and I would say he left the company of the pious because of the pride, self-admiration. And there, he failed, and he failed so badly that he can't get up. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكَ لَعَنَتِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. Remember, you are perpetually cursed. إِنَّ عَلَيْكَ لَعَنَتِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. Till the end of time, that thing is no reverse. You can't reverse this. You see where it brought him, from which point. And you see the beauty of the words of our Buzurgan Adi, our elders, to keep in contact. You don't know which will be the point of you being able to see things like in perspective, you see things, you understand it, you'll be able to appreciate and enjoy. Why must we be losing? Why must a Muslim must fail? Why? Doesn't fail. Right beyond it. Your pride, your ego, go beyond the thing. Whatever it is, the ego is lost, the admiration is lost. But I didn't lose out. Allah Pak is watching, and in due course, Allah Pak will favor me, he'll see me right. See this? So, Abu Zubayr, they also say that if you can't be associating with them, right, then there will be something, some substitute. To be a substitute, you can't be sitting with them all the time. Sometimes you can sit with them all the time, and sometimes you can't sit. Like women now, they can't come to sit with Zubayr al-Din. So there must be a substitute. What should they do? Some people are not accessible, some people are accessible, and some people is not appropriate to be around with men, right? Not right for them to be with men. See, this thing has started in India, right? Then I saw it unravel here, but it started in India. Where initially, what happened was, there was some woman-man relationship, right? Now that person is counted as a pious person. Pious person. They count him as a pious person, so they began to communicate. Women began to communicate freely. One is, if they have to communicate via their mahram. So there is no possibility of shaitanic interference. But if direct, then there is a possibility of shaitanic interference. Because it's a direct relationship over the phone. One thing leads to the other, and then the second, and the third, and then you tripped. Then you can't. Now you're thinking, why? See how it goes. One thing. Now, first it was just some word, letter, right? Then from that it developed. So there was some level of informality. Now they began to talk to him behind the screen. Then that it progressed even further. Now I say, oh, what's the need of the screen? Our hearts are good. So let's talk, let's remove the screen, let's talk to each other. So we'll get to know each other better, we can take more barakah from us, right? So you see, from one point to the second point to the third point, now I'm seeing you and you are seeing me. I'm seeing you and you are seeing me. Now the relationship will not be the same. Aankho, aankho se mil gaye, hum tumhare, tum hamare ho gaye. See that? Eye contact. Say to it, eye corner. What? Eye contact, eye corner. I don't want to see. Some people are blessed. One man was quite wealthy up till now. He must have died now, over 85, 90. So he tells me, Allah blesses someone. Very wealthy factories and all that he had. So when he started off, that time he spoke to me. You know, people were seeing he's prospering, so they were sending the reps. So when they're sending the reps now, they're sending young white girls, right? Sending them young white girls, and they're sitting on the chair with mini dress and like this. So the first time or the second time you happen, you say, now I'll get trapped just now. I'm not buying you, I'm buying the product. So he phoned up the company that if you want the business, then please don't send these girls, send a man in place. Because yeah, I'm getting confused, am I buying her? Into her or buying the product. I'm not going to get confused in this whole story here. You know, sending all the young people, I'm a man, I'll definitely slip in this thing here. But allow the business to run. I was shocked now. He just started and it's multiplied, just escalated. See, one of the main things that brings about the failure in business is this. Immodesty, immorality. See. You start it up and then. So I think it started out in India, it picked up. One, two, three, the third point of this eye contact. Then they said, alright, let's take barakat, let's shake hands. Now they're taking barakat, woman from man, they're taking barakat. They're sitting in open conferences, opening meetings, sitting like that. So now the barakat can only come if we see. If you don't see, how are we going to make tawajjuh on you? Don't know that I must make tawajjuh for you now. I can't make it because I don't know how you look like now. So it escalated from this first level, second level, third level, fourth level. Now that girl is in the laps. She's on the laps. But She's gone so backwards that she's taking a kiss on the cheeks, right? And she regards that to be a blessing. So the husband says, you know, now I can't even touch your lips. I can't touch your cheeks because it's full of barakat now. The buzruk got your cheeks now. See. But see where it starts off. It starts off with that. Goes from one level, second level, third level, fourth level. Then I say, can it be reversed? It can't be reversed. That person is a jahil. But we are going in this direction. We don't realize we are going in this direction, same direction. Becoming friends with them. And all we need to do, you know, after we did all the wrong, then we all need to do, you know, our hearts are good. We don't look down upon anybody. We don't look down upon anybody. So we look at this woman here, she's a singer or she's a pilot. So we don't look down upon them and we can snap together, right? Now, you must ask that person, whoever is doing this, that if it was your wife and she's snapping with a gangster and she says, no, but I have a clean heart, I don't look down upon anybody. Is that on? Is that on? So this type of reasoning is all flawed. It's an indication of jahalat, you see. That is why the zahir of the shariat, to preserve the zahir of the shariat, takes precedence over the batin. So what argument they use? They use the argument of the batin. My heart is clean, we don't look down. So they use the batin to prove the validity of the zahir. But the zahir is much more important than the batin in most cases. Preserve that. Shariat is saying, see how many hadith is saying that sa'altumuhunna wa idha sa'altumuhunna fas'aluhunna min wara'i hijab. That don't speak to them if there is a need without a screen. Speak to them if there is a genuine need with a screen. Then the Quran Sharif is saying that you lower your gaze. What the Quran is saying? Men to separately, women to separately, right? Lower your gaze. Then the Quran Sharif is saying, the hadith is saying that it's a poison arrow. But you see, our hearts are clean. So what is challenging? Quran Sharif is saying, no, you don't talk to them face to face with the screen. Quran Sharif and hadith is saying that there's a poison arrow, a woman, right? Hadith is saying that lower your gaze, right? And now, when you say over that, over the Quranic verse, or over the hadith, that but my heart is clean, then I ask you, what are you doing? You're challenging the Quran. Quran is saying, it's a general statement, whether your heart is clean or not clean, you lower your gaze. No, I got no intention, I got no feelings. But then, what was the Quran directed towards who? Towards mankind, towards Muslims. Who was it directed to? But you see where it starts from. It starts from this point and where it ends, right? It ends to such, so ugly, you know, as one science has got it, that it started like this. And then it ends up like this, right? Now they got those women also to sing some naats. You know, we get so much of pleasure when a girl is singing it. You know, what type of josh we get. When she's singing about the praise of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Allah Ta'ala, what feelings we get. Now he got that girl to read, sing some naats and all that. And then he just shot up. He lost it. He lost it. He took her and did something in intimacy. And then after everything was over, then he says to cover up, he says, you know, jab aya josh, nahi raha hosh. What? When the josh came, then my brain just shut down. So I'm excused. See that? But all that comes because that first level of the shariat wasn't observed. First level was don't take them into privacy, don't seclude them, have ensure that you don't look at them, let there be a screen between you and them. So all these procedures were left out, were ignored. When they were ignored, then this must happen. Now, we are saying, no man, our hearts are clean. I am a witness, doctors come to me. They tell me we have to work, but we cannot say that we don't have feelings. Doctors that are turning thousands of patients, you know, thousands of patients, but they say, we cannot say for a moment that we don't have the feelings. We have the feelings. The feelings are not dead. So when these people are professional and they are working like this, So I have to tell them, then don't ever seclude them. If it is that you have to, a guy, you have to, don't be in seclusion. Don't take a let your attendants be around you and tell them that these are the requirements of our deen. So you be on your guard. And then to make istighfar. If something happens, make istighfar. Don't you think that I am immune to these things here. See, how you save your deen with the company of the busugana deen. And I say, the apparent, the zahir of the sharia takes precedence over the batin. Can't go away. It's like, love for the mistress. Well, love now. But then, now he's not performing namaz with jamaat. No, but I got so much of love for Rabbi Sallallahu. But that love is not counted. Say, no, I got so much of love for my wife. You know, I do everything for her. But now, you're not buying the groceries, you're not buying airtime, no aircon, nothing, absolutely. Not too much of love I got. I say that count, that love is a count. Is it counted? Not counted. This is just a claim. So this is just a claim. I got my heart is clean. I got no dirt in my heart. Right? It's just to legalize your addiction. Your addiction is to talk to women. You want to snap with them. You want to be with them. So you want to service your addiction, but you needed a cover for that. To say, no, I don't look down upon them. I ask you, all right, if it is that you don't look down upon them, therefore you snap with them. So there's a rapist here. So you snap with him. There's a gangster there. He's known for his notorious activities. Will you snap with him? There's a loose woman there, right? And will you snap yourself with her? Then why? Why the discrepancy? Here you say, no, I don't look down upon them, so therefore I need to snap. Therefore I need to do this. And the world is taking his arguments. They left the hadith, the Quran, one side, and his stupid arguments. We are taking this thing. I ask you, is the brain working? The brain's not working. The hadith has got procedures, follow the procedure. No person must count himself to be an exception to the rule. No person must count himself to be an exception to the rule. Who's an exception to the rule? Allah Pak knows. Like driving on the road, the paramedic is an exception to the rule. Right? On this earth, the malaika are an exception to the rule. If they get into secrecy with a woman, it's alright. Because they've got no feelings. The malaika are like walls. No, any feelings. No feelings, absolutely no feelings. If they enter secrecy, it's alright. Otherwise, you're not a malaika, then you don't count yourself in the ranks of the malaika. They can do it. إِذِنْ تَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا. Maryam alayhi salam is in total privacy. Jibreel salam comes into the privacy. فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. Comes like a normal human being. But immediate response, what's the response? Inni a'udhu bir rahmani minka in kunta taqiyya. You never think of the word. I should think always, why in kunta taqiyya? I ask Allah Ta'ala's protection against you. The literal meaning will be, if you are righteous. That means a normal person will think that if you're not pious, it's alright. But if you are pious, then I ask Allah Ta'ala's protection against you. Now, that question will come up in anybody's mind, right? So think about it to check the tafsir then. That's why I say, you can't make your own interpretation, look into the tafsir. What she's saying, in kunta taqiyya, even if you are righteous, then too, you should observe the shari'i limits. Who is saying? Maryam alayhi salam. That means, even if you are an alim, a buzrug, then to observe and respect the shari'i laws. What is saying? Even if you are a righteous person, you are an alim, you are a buzrug, whatever it is, but observe the sharia law, respect the law. Are you flouting the law? And they say, I don't look down upon people, I respect people. So you disrespected the sharia, and you respected this thing here. Is your thinking right? Understanding right? See how we doing, how are we confusing people? See that how it works. Inni a'udhu bir rahmani minka in kunta taqiyya. You're coming, you invade my privacy. So I ask Allah Ta'ala's refuge against you if you are righteous. That means even if you are righteous, then too, why don't you count yourself to be immune? So Maryam ibn Sahib is teaching as a sabak. That's why I say this awliya and busugan, like, you can't get over them. They're too much, too much. Serious tafsir. Now, any ishkal now. But before this, you just really like that. Ye hamari musibat hai. We don't not looking at tafsir. Not looking at it. Just make a translation and carry on. But did we check up this tafsir? Even if you are pious, that means if you are not pious, then you must observe the parda. But even if you are pious, try keep out. Just keep away. See that. Until Jibreel Salaam then said, Inni Rasulu Rabbi, I am a messenger, I am an angel, come to you, لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا, to give you the good news of a pure little child. Come to give you the news of a pure, pious, righteous boy. لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا. I will start something now, there's only 3 minutes left. Kya karenge? Coming once a week. In your weekend. So you took all the strong ends away for yourself and gave me the weekend. But it's aki bati, it's a weekend. So I was explaining, see, the right thing is to frequent the Buzugangati. People that are thinking right, behaving right, no commercial, following the sunnah, right? They are doing it right. That's the right thing. But in the absence, you don't have that, then at least their stories, read their stories, read again and again. Men, obviously, they got the chances, they can access. Women don't have it, then ask these awliya, these buzuganadin, which kitabs must we look at, and make it a point of reading them daily, right? Not doing your own thing. See how I explain in India how it happened, from which point it started, and where it led them to. Because they didn't follow the Sharia procedures. So that Buzurg must be someone that's following Sharia procedures. He knows that, and he knows the Batin. He knows the Zahir, and he knows the Batin. So Shaitan can't allow him to trip in the Zahir, not in the Batin. In the things that are apparent and visible, and the things that are discreet, he can't cause him to slip. Well, that's what he does. If he can't get you one way, he gets you the other way. Not one way, it comes some other way to come and trap you. So if you can't, then at least their stories. Read the stories, but read regularly. And then get some man, a husband, or the child, or your brother to explain that. If someone has got a ta'alluq and a compatible relationship with these people, alright, what happened here? Explain this to me. Now that's a concern of deen. And then many a woman who's got that concern, I've seen it, they overtake you. They'll overtake you. But then, are we leading them? Are we encouraging them on that path? But now we can keep them all, keep them a little backwards so we can do everything with them. So that we can, but isn't that being selfish? So what we're learning here, we're imparting to them. And asking them to be regular on the ta'lim. We are sitting there ourselves. And I tell my friends, why? If you can't be there for whatever reason, then at least be connecting with them on the phone. Abba is listening, huh? Who's reading, who's misbehaving? He's watching, he's reading, he's listening. He's, although there is no photos involved, but he's there. So just the presence of the father, that keeps a little bit of a discipline and is done in the right way. And it costs you something, but it's worth the while that you're there with your children at the time that they needed you. Well, a couple of students, so now they have to be in Cape Town for some work, becoming doctors and all that, right? So, well, you won't stop the suburbs, let them go over the phone. Sometimes they complete the hijrah, but with the wilderness away.